The 46th state Senate district incumbent says he deserves another 4 years based on his track record.
I'm the link that people have and need to access state services. And I think that we've got a good reputation of making sure that both my Peoria office and Pekin office excel in that.
That's Democratic incumbent Dave Kaler. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for On Deck on WCBU comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes, including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.
Today is Thursday, October 22nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The upcoming season for high school basketball and other winter sports remains uncertain. Joe Deacon reports.
The Illinois High School Association has delayed action on winter sports as the state experiences a surge in COVID-19 cases. The IHSA Board of Directors has scheduled a special meeting for Wednesday while continuing discussions with the Illinois Department of Public Health regarding plans to conduct safe competitions. Peoria High School Athletic Director Brian Dunphy says he believes the IHSA will consider the best interests of student-athletes as they attempt to avoid cancellations.
They're going to do anything they can to get us a season, even if it's abbreviated. They've shown that flexibility and determination all through this process.
Manual High AD Tim Kenny believes the IHSA is facing a difficult decision. He says players and coaches should stay flexible and be focused on moving beyond this year.
We're not going to make it bigger than it is. They've got basketball careers ahead of them, and we refuse to make this an end note to their career. You know, this is just a roadblock. Whatever happens, we'll deal with it.
Dunphy says they are encouraging their players to maintain their regular routine and let the adults worry about the changes.
Listen to your coaches, pass your classes, do all the things that you've always had to do. We want this to be as normal as possible for our student-athletes.
Dunphy says one option being considered for basketball is for players to wear masks during the games. A presentation to the IHSA board recommended postponing wrestling, which the IDPH considers a high-risk sport. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The city of Peoria is looking at a financial hit of $36 million over 2 years from COVID-19. One East Peoria commissioner is offering a bounty to discourage theft and vandalism of political signs, and a 1,500-seat performing arts pavilion could be coming to Peoria's Donovan Park. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Democratic State Senator Dave Kaler faces Republican Mary Burris in a heated race for the 46th District Senate seat this November. Tim Shelley recently talked to Kaler about why he believes he deserves another 4 years in office.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed being in the Illinois Senate. It's been an honor to serve the people of the 46th District, and I feel like I still can make a difference, and I have things yet to do.
Give me a couple examples of things you would still like to do.
Well, one is that I think we have got to get our arms around really a comprehensive energy policy program for the state of Illinois. Illinois is the only state really within the whole Midwest that has that is restructured. In other words, we have a free market for energy production. And we need to make sure that, number one, we keep a strong base of energy production in this state. We're actually an energy exporter. We export about 25% of the energy we produce. More than 50% of that is nuclear, which is carbon-free. We see the coal plants dying away just because coal is not economical anymore. We need to replace it with something. And so I'm quite excited about the advent of having better batteries to really make both solar and wind energy dispatchable. You know, in addition, I've long championed health care in terms of having a state policy that really helps out middle-class families. You know, such as making sure insurance companies can't use pre-existing condition as a reason to deny you for health care coverage. Just making sure that health care coverage is accessible and affordable.
Absolutely. So going back to energy for a second, there's a couple different facets of this. One, you know, when Duck Creek closed, it's head of household jobs that are being lost here. So that's one aspect.
Right.
And the other one is the loss of property tax. So Canton School District saw a lot of property tax revenue lost, and we might see a similar thing happen when Edwards closes in a year or 2 years.
And it's, you know, it's no secret that coal-fired furnace production of electricity is a labor-intensive endeavor. We're not going to replace those jobs one for one. There's just no way. But in terms of the tax base, I think we can see the tax base restored, which means that for communities like Canton, that their schools and their county and their local units of government can continue to thrive. Vistra is interested in spending, they said, billions of dollars in Illinois. They highlighted Illinois, Texas, and California as where they want to expand, and by putting solar fields in with battery storage. And the batteries are what I want to stress, because that is taxed at a much higher rate even than solar, and it helps to restore that property tax base that otherwise would be lost. We can't leave our rural communities behind.
I know one thing Governor Pritzker is talking about and really encouraging is the vote yes on the progressive income tax amendment this November. Just what's your take on that amendment? Will that help straighten out our budget situation a little bit? What does that do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's certainly projected additional income that would be coming in. I don't know that we have to wait and see how the vote goes. It's a 60% vote, so that's a pretty high threshold. I voted to put that on the ballot. I'm not campaigning on it. I did vote for it, but people have to make up their own mind on it. I think that for middle-class families, it's something that's going to benefit them. But again, that's not an issue that I'm trying to campaign on. I'm trying to say I put it on the ballot so that the public could decide that, because that's how you change the Constitution in the state of Illinois, is the public decides.
To hear this interview again, or to listen to our interview with Republican Mary Burris, go to WCBU.org. Thanks to all who contributed during Fall Fund Drive. These funds will help power this podcast and keep the news coming, but it won't be easy because we fell a bit short of our goal. But don't worry, if you meant to chip in, it's not too late. Contribute at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.